Welcome to the Back to Basics Parenting Podcast, where you will find a mix of interviews and blogs from the website packaged together for easy listening. You can either listen to them one at a time or deep dive into the Back to Basics ocean of observations in the parenting space. Today's podcast, Arguments and Comfortable Intensity. We are all familiar with arguments in family life. You know, the ones where we get into an argument with our kids and or our partner. Words are spoken on both sides that should never have been said, and the atmosphere at home is thick as treacle. Is it any wonder we make sure we have a hard shell for protection? But have you ever asked yourself how you got there and why it feels like that? What if there was more being communicated than just the verbal communication that came out of our mouths? What if every thought we had were part of a smorgasbord of thoughts that just hung around in the air, waiting to be chosen? And depending on the choice we made, the smorgasbord would change to suit the next scenario. It sounds like a computer game where you choose your story, doesn't it? Yet that is how it can feel when we find ourselves in yet another argument that we didn't actually want to have. So let's use the computer game model for a while and imagine that although everything isn't necessarily being spoken out loud, we're able to pick up whether someone is saying genuinely what they want to say or adjusting it to better suit what they think we want to hear. This makes a whole world of comfortable intensity as we're all second-guessing ourselves and if we have understood what is actually being communicated. No wonder the air feels thick as treacle. Perhaps if the unspoken thoughts that were hanging around took physical form, we might be less surprised about why we feel bruised after certain conversations and why we have built a protective shell around ourselves. Yet these words are not physical structures we bump into, and therefore we go internal and question why we feel the way we do. We reason that we're just not feeling right, or, well, a little out of sorts. To consider that our thoughts and what comes out of our mouths can hurt someone brings a new level of responsibility to our communication. Are we ready for that? If we love our children and we know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that unspoken barrage, then perhaps we can run an experiment, see how often we have sent out a missile to someone we purport to love, and how often we're on the receiving end of those missiles. Simply an experiment in observation as a foundation for changing our own behaviour so we don't contribute to an arms race in our own homes. If we don't want to go there, then it makes sense that we work to ignore what we're feeling and normalise arguments and get comfortable with intensity. We get comfortable with the uncomfortable. So that question again, why would we choose to do that to ourselves or those we say we love? It makes no sense. If we don't want that, then a simple focus on the noise we have in our heads, perhaps paying attention to what words and thoughts are sitting in the air around our heads and choose to clean up our act. The potential is that we at least stop sending Exocet missiles to those we purport to love and recognise the Exocet missiles sent our way are not personal, but sent by someone who has got too used to the treacle in the air around them. As you add less treacle, there could be less reaction / treacle from another, and the potential for another level of responsibility and accountability in loving relationships presents. If we make moves to understand why we get into arguments, then we may find the treacle we have taken as our normal, and dare we say uncomfortable, way of living, can be an experiment we choose not to take part in anymore.